John Wallace reporting with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This segment is a Vox Pop on mental health. I went around the RPI Student Union and asked 6 different students and 1 professor 3 questions regarding mental health. Here are their responses. How do you look after your mental health?
I just take care of myself. A lot of self-care things, go on walks, watch TV shows, take time for myself. That way I'm not stressed out.
I think the best way for me is to just make sure I'm not too overburdened with work. I really focus on making schedules every single day so I can plan around what I have to do and I can take breaks if I need to.
I try to think mindfully and I also attend counseling every other week.
How do you look after your mental health?
I make sure I'm getting enough sleep and I take time to disconnect from school for a little while, just to make sure I'm not overworking myself.
I look after my mental health in a few ways. I think it's about having some daily practices in your life that you do consistently, and then also having practices you can fall back on when your mental health is in kind of chaotic state.
I mainly just try to find ways to relax after I've had a stressful day, or like whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, like playing video games or just listening to music. I find that really helps me whenever I'm feeling really bad.
How does mental health play a role in your life?
I would say that it's a big part of my life, with just like everyday struggles of mental health. It definitely is kind of always there.
I think it's really important because, especially if you're trying to do anything outside of school, you really need the motivation to be able to do it. And so making sure that you're in a good place mentally is the first step to doing that.
I think mental health is really important to me because I never really paid attention to it while I was growing up, even though I did have a lot of issues. So now that I'm in college and more kind of independent, I'm really paying a lot of attention to it now because it does affect my everyday life.
How does mental health play a role in your life?
It plays a huge role. I don't function very well in just everyday day-to-day life if my mental health is not well, so I try to take care of it as much as I can because it affects just about everything.
I think mental health definitely plays a role in my life when the rigor and stress is overloaded, which happens a lot at RPI. I think it's definitely a primary focus in making sure that I keep it in check.
I think when I was younger, it didn't really play a big role because I wasn't very aware of it. But as time progressed, I've been more aware and looked out after myself. Like, I've learned to recognize whenever I need to take a break from doing work or from doing any other activity that's overstrenuous to my brain. So I think it's helping me improve my overall like happiness or just how I view life and things like that.
Do you think mental health is stigmatized in society? Why or why not?
To an extent, I think it is, but I think something that like our generation is doing is destigmatizing it. I think with like the older generation and the people that are currently in power, it's one of those things that people don't want to talk about. But then I think our generation's breaking that.
I think it's certainly getting better, but it's something that it doesn't really feel natural to talk about in a lot of situations, and it really should be, I think.
I definitely think there's 2 sides of the coin, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but I think while in my circle or like in the people that I surround myself with, it is a very positive thing. I also know there's like a kind of shameful aspect to seeking help because there's this implication that there's something wrong with you if you seek help.
Do you think mental health is stigmatized in society? Why or why not?
I definitely think it used to be a lot more, but it's getting less and less now that people are talking about it. But I think it definitely used to be like people saw it as like a sign of weakness, so they didn't want to talk about it. But people are now, so that's a good thing.
I definitely think it's stigmatized to an extent, although I do see a lot of people kind of hopping on this kind of trend bandwagon of, oh, I want to be kind of in that subset too. But I definitely think actual mental health issues are definitely stigmatized and not understood well.
I agree. There's mental health, and then there's like mental illnesses too, which I feel a lot of people are not as comfortable talking about. But
yeah. I think it's kind of a mixed question with definitely with the older generations, like our parents. It's definitely stigmatized because they view, at least in my experience, they view mental health or like mental issues as not a big thing and that people should just go through life like ignoring it. But with our generation, the younger generation, like Gen Z, it's more accepted and more put into like awareness into the public, so that because we're recognizing that it's a big issue, especially amongst like the younger generation now.
You just heard the different responses from a few random students at the RPI Student Union. Now let's get a perspective from a different generation. This is the response from a random professor. Please be aware that this professor is not a professional in the field of mental health.
How do you look after your mental health?
I try to get enough sleep every night, at least 8 hours of good sleep. And I try doing some sort of exercise, like at least 30 minutes per day, every day, just to keep my anxiety at bay.
How does mental health play a role in your life?
It plays a big role in my life. When I was younger, I struggled with depression, which I still do to some extent, though I learned how to control it over time. But also, I'm a teacher here, so a lot of my students have mental health issues, and it's gotten worse over the pandemic, right, for obvious reasons, because of the isolation and the anxiety, the pandemic anxiety on top of the pressure from school.
Do you think mental health is stigmatized in society? Why or why not?
I think it is. I think it's framed wrongly in contemporary culture. We tend to frame mental health as a chemical problem, as something that goes wrong in your brain, so that you are somehow responsible for your mental health. Surely we're all responsible for our health in general, but with mental health, reducing it to the chemistry of the brain is a big problem, that because that not only places the blame of depression, I'm using depression as an example, right? But we could think about other kinds of mental illness. When you place the blame of depression on the depressed because of his or her brain chemistry, I think it mystifies the problem a great deal. It misses the target. I think that mental health should be looked at as a social problem, not as a personal, individualized problem, but something that we get into together.
This concludes our Vox Pop on Mental Health, conducted at the RPI Student Union. Until next time, John Wallace with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, signing off.